Tonight's episode of the Shining Wizards Podcast is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Neckbreaker, The Midnight Jury, Apex Radio, and of course, The Shining Wizards. That's the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boo, and of course, at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Head on over to iTunes or Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you purchase anything from Amazon, visit ShiningWizards.com and go through the Amazon button on the front page. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and a very small percentage of your purchase goes to support the show. Would you like to put our logo on your chest? Visit ShiningWizards.com/merch, where you can pick up one of our new pink and black Heart Attack t-shirts. Or if you prefer, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards, where you can pick up a few other designs, including the Shining Wizards Network shirt. We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, and we hope you enjoy tonight's show.
Jimmy Hart, there's a wimpy little manager with a megaphone in hand, telling lies with great authority, at speed to beat the band. From his television interviews, he thinks he's pretty smart. His big mouth is from the South, and he is known as Jimmy Hart. He laughs at such high frequencies that dogs for miles away would sooner be attending a big fireworks display. From the laces of his gym shoes to his pointy little nose, I'm looking for the day when he starts reaping what he sows. He's a hypocritical manager who likes to shuck and jive. He sounds like an album being played at 45. The junkyard dog exposing Jimmy's panties on TV was the most deserving branding ever seen on NBC. The Manager of the Year award was confidence-destroying. It's a shame they didn't have a prize for this year's most annoying. You will not find Jimmy Hart wherever peace of mind survives. He's scratching fingernails on the blackboards of our lives. I am Leaping Lanny.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
yes.
Children of all ages, to the thousands in attendance and the millions listening at home, your main event. First up, weighing in at a combined weight of 812 kilograms.
Jesus.
They've come from all over the parts of the area to entertain you. Ladies and gentlemen, bringing to the stage your Shining Wizards!
Clap too.
Yay!
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Good fun.
Really? Alright.
Well, here we are. Crossroads.
Crossroads, boys.
Doing a live podcast in front of people.
Welcome to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
And since it might be the first time for some of you hearing us, we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Tony.
I'm Eddie.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Kevin.
And we are doing some wrestling talk. How you guys doing?
What's up, guys?
We're good.
We're good. I want to ask the guys at the bar first and foremost. Guys at the bar, can you hear me? Guys at the bar. Are you guys pro wrestling fans, or have you ever been a pro wrestling fan at once in your life?
Sure.
Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
The Heavenly Bodies, because they just walked in.
Oh, look at that.
Way to cut them off.
Who? Who's what?
That guy who just died.
The Ultimate Warrior.
He couldn't have been too much of your favorite.
That guy who just died.
Way to bring us down. 30 seconds into the show, man. I'm talking about death and shit.
We are joined by very special guests, the Heavenly Bodies, Mr. Dr. Tom Pritchard and Jiggle Jimmy Del Rey. What's
Legends.
Up, fellas?
What's up,
boys? How's
everything going? No, looking good, man. Looking good.
You're right on time. Make sure your mic on? You got your mic
on? It's on.
Yeah, you're good.
Hey, our flight was late, brother.
That's true. You got only the best for these guys.
Hey,
they still managed to fuck it up somehow.
Hey, Kev, this is kind of cool. Can I try something?
No.
Hey, folks, how about that traffic, huh?
Wow,
that bombed.
Wow.
Podcast disease.
No, podcast
you
cancer.
You can say cancer?
Stanley Rome.
Cancer?
Yeah, well, listen, it's going to be millions over the airwaves. your buddy over there, the Mad Dog?
Janky! What's up, buddy?
He'll be performing on the comedy portion of the show. That's IWF's Mad Dog, Mike Jenkins.
We'll
get him on here, hopefully.
Kevin said the comedy portion is we are the unfunny portion of the show.
Have you listened to us?
You are the unfunny portion of the show.
What's going on, boys?
Not a whole lot. What's going on in the world of wrestling? Let's talk wrestling.
I was talking to fucking Mark and Dustin.
Oh, I just wanted to chime in.
I'm preparing for Supercard.
That's right. PWS Supercard.
And the plugs start already.
Yes.
We'll plug it all night. That's
You're
what we're
a plugging machine.
To plug my ass.
That's
the
gonna,
question
guys,
is, are these, what is there, five people in here? Are you guys coming to Supercard?
There are 270.
Yeah!
Yes, absolutely.
Rich, are you coming to Supercard?
Hey, Macho Man fan, are you coming to Supercard?
Woo, 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 woo.
Nice. Bring those empty glasses that you're drinking.
I would definitely like a drink now.
Yeah, I'm gonna need, there's not enough beer in the bar.
That's
to be honest with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we had some topics to talk about tonight before we
Chris Benoit killed his wife and his kid. Oh, wait, that was like 10 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't his son wrestling?
David, he wasn't trained. He was actually booked to wrestle until they found out he was never trained.
And our new friend Teddy Hart told us that he called his Uncle Smith.
Yes.
He said, knock it off, eh?
Yeah, he said Uncle Smith is like the root of a lot of problems in the Hart family, huh?
There's actually a lot of people that aren't trained that wrestle, so it's like...
Well, that's ECPW.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, come on, hey!
Boy, double A.
That's your boy.
That is my
favorite of all time.
We love Double A. Caressing
the
longest
time in the world.
I guess Masuru is the man of many gimmicks, right? Mass superstar.
But we should let everyone know that if you're not here, the Metal Maniac is going to paint your face after our portion.
Yes.
So you missed out.
$4 or $5.
All right, so let's get right into business here. We got the Heavenly Bodies here, Pro Wrestling Syndicate's own. Saturday, June 7th, you guys will be joined by the big man, Fala. As the Chimeto family, you guys will be going in six-man competition against the newly expanded Reality Check. What's your take going into that almost a week away?
I don't really agree with fans being allowed to bring their own weapons.
I forgot about that. Good call.
The sign girls are going to bring cake.
They're going to bring their tits.
They're going to eat the cake before it gets used.
There will be no weapons.
That'll be Francis' meal before the match.
Wait, the sign girls or the cake?
Or both.
Jesus, rest in peace, sign girls, rest in peace.
So what's your game plan right now going into this match?
Yeah, well, we've never been in this type of match. We're not really big fans of it, but whatever these fans decide to bring.
At the last weapons, the fans bring the weapon match, someone brought a fire extinguisher that had taped to it thumbtacks sticking outwards.
Yes.
And I think we had Missy absconded with the apparatus. Whoa. So that's the kind of situation you guys are finding yourself in, and that doesn't make you nervous at all.
I mean a little nervous, but whatever weapon someone brings, I'll make sure I smack Craven with it before he smacks me with it.
Goddamn right.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Can you bring somebody as a weapon? Like, can they bring New Jack
as the weapon?
As the weapon, like, you have to grab him by the feet and swing him around. No.
Oh, this is gonna be weird.
All right, let's just stop. What did we have planned for this fucking debacle?
Oh, we had a lot planned. We were going to go over some lists.
So give him like a Cesaro spin and have him
just knock out people.
Yeah, like Terry Funk with the ladder. Thanks. Somebody went with it.
With his Wolverine closet.
Yeah.
Completely. That'd be awesome.
I mean, he has all those rings on his fingers anyway. So
that's true. And I think he's going to be there, actually.
He is going to be there.
Along with Bret the Hitman Hart and Booker T and Buff Bagwell, Colt Cabana.
Did you see his new stupid shirt, Cesaro's shirt? It's like the old King of the Ring logo, but instead it says King of Swing on it.
I actually kind of like that. That's awesome.
I kind of pop for it.
That's awesome.
I pop for it. Yeah, I miss the King of the Ring.
It's on his jacket too, isn't it?
Is it?
It's on his jacket too.
I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was a nice throwback.
It's the whole thing just pisses me off, though.
Yeah, they kind of botched that, didn't they? I mean, like, he was crazy over after WrestleMania, and then they just paired him up with Heyman, and that was
real. So you guys are a fan of the King of Swing thing?
Absolutely.
Ah.
Is your microphone even on?
I thought it was
on.
There you are. Put a little bass in your voice, buddy.
I'm not talking close to
them. There it is. That's how we do it. All right. Perfect.
So we had a couple topics we wanted to discuss with you guys.
The first one, just general wrestling-related topics. We'll get into all sorts of plugs again later on in the show.
Yes.
I think our first topic that we wanted to discuss is everyone puts together their Mount Rushmore of tremendous and great pro wrestling managers. We decided to kind of do the opposite and put together the list of the worst managers of all time. And we just wanted to try to get, I mean, I think we all have ours.
Yeah.
But just, I guess we'll go through ours first and give these two guys a little chance to think about it.
Okay.
And we'll just mention ours and we'll have a nice little healthy debate on who is absolutely the worst manager that we've ever seen.
Okay, yeah.
And I guess, Eddie, you look like you're ready to go. Do you have one?
Oh, there's a few shitty managers.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shitty managers.
I mean, like, but shitty in the way that they were saddled with awful wrestlers. I mean, you take Slick, right? And he had, who do you have? He had the Twin Towers.
Yeah, he had a lot of guys.
But after that, who do you have? He had Kamala.
Before Kamala, he had he was Warlord's guy.
Iron Sheik.
Yeah, Iron Sheik, Nikolai Volkoff after Freddie
Slick
Blassie.
Had them, didn't he?
Well, Freddie Blassie like sold them to
Slick.
Okay,
let's go with Reverend Slick.
Reverend Slick was pretty shitty.
Reverend Slick was awful.
Kamala?
He came back, he did Kamala. When
yes.
He's just a man.
Yeah, you are a man.
I'm just a man.
Terrible. Yeah, so Reverend Slick is at the top of the list for me.
He managed Boss Man, Boris Zukov.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
there you
go. Guys, Tower and Glory. I love. That's my favorite tag team.
Tower and Glory was a great team.
That's your favorite tag team. You managed Zeus.
No, he didn't.
Fine. I'm a liar.
You're not a liar. Wikipedia is a fucking liar.
He also won the Best Personal Hygiene Slammy Award in 1987.
Slick did.
Yes, with the Bolsheviks.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I don't care.
All right, Harvey Whipple.
Yeah, Harvey Whipple was pretty shitty, right?
Yeah, he never had anybody.
He managed Sid, and that was it.
No, yeah.
I like Harvey Whippleman.
I as a character, I think he's funny.
Dude,
like,
Downtown Bruno, man?
Downtown
Giant
Bruno.
Giant Gonzalez.
Yes, or Heath or WrestleMania.
Okay, yeah, except this year, like,
hey,
furthering my point.
Mr. Hughes was a awesome job.
Mr. Hughes was a narcoleptic.
Was he?
Yes. He would fall asleep.
What would you do if you had to wrestle a narcoleptic?
Stay awake?
Would you, like, tuck him in? Like,
put him to bed?
All right. People are starting to filter in here to the crossroads.
Fly!
Welcome
to the crossroads.
How are you?
They didn't know?
No.
Listen, they better call somebody.
Like, listen, I'm a heavenly body.
I know.
Come on. I got the shirt. All right, Kevin, your least favorite manager of all time.
Least favorite manager of all time? I'm going to go with probably one of two. Obviously, the worst one ever, the worst idea ever, had to have been Cloudy.
Oh,
at which he replaced Sonny from Body Donuts.
I like that.
Oh,
I like
how
you're getting heckled. I like how you said when she joined the Body Donuts.
That's the Mad Dog, Mike Jenkins, in the... He's enjoying a nice meal of food.
Over the crumbs.
A nice meal of food. As opposed to eating the chairs and bolts.
And Kevin gets to do comedy later, too, ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to go a lot better than this, I promise. All right, so either one of them.
Cloudy?
Cloudy or Oscar?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Throw your hands in the air.
That was terrible. You pick a guy to lead a team to rap, and he couldn't even do that.
He's the worst. Do you ever go back and watch those vignettes?
Yes.
They're just like, it's like before even like bad rap was rap.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He was terrible.
Matt, you got?
I'm going to go with Kim Chi.
Kim Chi? Manager? He was a trainer. He was a handler.
What? It might as well have been a manager.
If it was Steve Lombardi, it was definitely
He was awful.
Terrible.
Do you remember when he was originally called Friday?
Yes.
When he was first
Tuesday.
Came out with Kamala?
Was that Tuesday Night Titans?
Who knows?
When they introduced Kamala?
It was Friday on Tuesday.
Whoa, waka waka.
Yeah, I think that was probably when it was. Tell me.
Right, so Kim Chi?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You'll deal with it? He was a manager. He interfered in matches.
Yeah, but he always had, like, Mr. Fuji with him and stuff like that. Like, didn't he just have another manager as well as a handler?
Harvey Whippleman.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's two of them.
I guess because two men needed to handle Kamala.
Yeah, so he was a man. You got the beast from Africa.
With no feet.
With no
feet.
Well, that's now. Now he has no feet.
Oh, shit.
Have no feet.
Is he going to do this again?
Let me see. I had a good one. Now I forgot it. But I think... Oh, how about the coach, John Tolos?
Good call.
You guys remember him?
Yeah.
Who's the worst? One of the worst managers.
Who did he manage?
Mr. Perfect.
And the Beverly Brothers.
For a month, yeah. It was like shorter than Cloudy stint. With Skip and Zip.
I will disagree. I think the coach was there for a long
time. I don't think Kim Jason
managed. I'll tell you the entire history of the coach. He managed Bobby Heenan to give Mr. Perfect to him.
Put in the coach.
And the coach also managed the Beverly Brothers before the Genius, and that was it.
That was it. The end.
Maybe the Genius was a bad manager.
Hope you're happy he's dead.
No, the Genius was great.
That's the third death reference we made tonight. Why are we so fucking morbid?
Because wrestlers die, dude. Everybody dies. That's the way it works.
All right, let's get to...
What?
Some people kill their families and other ones take pills. What are you going to do?
What's that movie?
It's a tough business.
Oh, all right, so there you go. That counts as a manager, Mark.
Who was it?
She said Shelton Benjamin's mama.
Oh, that's...
What about Boris Clay's mama?
Wasn't that the same mama?
We never called her.
No, she got around.
Does that surprise you? Look at them.
How about Judge Jeff Jones?
I like Judge Jeff Jones.
I like him too, but what did he really do?
It was Mike Awesome's dude.
And Sid Vicious's guy.
Mike Awesome's dead too.
Jesus. It's such a morbid show. Who do you got?
I'm trying to think still.
Think
the worst manager is.
There was some bad ones. I'm sure there's worse. There's more than just that.
I only really paid attention to the good ones.
Yeah.
All right, so let's ask your opinion on who...
How about Bobby Heenan now?
I would say... Well,
come on!
I was going to say Bobby the Brain.
Wait, who's he managing? His mind?
Current to date, I would say Paul Heenan is the best right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you guys want to go best?
All time, I would say Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Right.
Yeah, if we're doing best, Sherry, yeah.
Did you have any particular...
Sensational Sherry.
Yeah, she was definitely one of the best. She was good.
Did you have any particular, any favorite moment that kind of drew you to these certain managers, like Bobby Heenan or Sherry?
I loved Sherry when it was Rick Martel versus...
Shawn Michaels?
Rick Martel versus Shawn Michaels. That whole story was...
Oh, fantastic.
Was great.
When she fainted outside
the ring. Yeah, when he carried her back, that moment was...
Yeah, and the no-punching in the face.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And that was like one of the rare first ever heel versus heel matches.
Yeah, and they didn't really do anything with it afterwards. No one became a face.
No.
And then she give like the thumbs up or something.
Like she winked or woke up after.
Yeah, that was great.
That's cool. That's a forgotten moment, man, of SummerSlam 1992. That was a good match.
Yeah.
A good whole setup. They set it up for weeks.
Yeah.
That's a cool moment, Mark. The worst manager was kind of hard for you to pick up. So who was like your guy? If you had to pick someone to walk you got other than, you know, GMC.
I think the answer is GMC.
God rest him, but Paul Bearer. I'm a big, big fan of Paul Bearer.
Were you aware of him before he did you, like, with the networking and with YouTube and stuff? Were you able to go back and watch his Percy Pringle days, or just Paul Bearer, just the character Paul Bearer was
the guy
you
there? And we actually had the honor of him actually being around us at the PWA show. So.
Well, he managed Rikishi and Vader when they wrestled us.
Right, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's right. I want to talk. What was it like getting in the ring with Rikishi and Vader? I mean, you guys are really still. How long were you wrestling at that point in the business?
Eight years.
Okay, so you guys were brand new.
So Justin was in Marcus 4.
You guys are in
years school. Old. They were actually.
We'll pull back the curtain. You two young guys. There's Rikishi and there's Vader. Okay, you approach them. What's going on in your head? And is there any kind of discussion like, oh, this is what I want to do in the match? Or you just kind of like they come up to you and go, doing 5 minutes, no bumps, brother.
They're actually really nice. They actually brought us in a room and they're talking to us for a while. I mean, and just. It was just
watching them in the back dancing to the they went over in the back and they were both dancing, having a good time. We're all laughing.
Were they gonna? Is that something that they were gonna do? Did they do that in the
yeah? They did that.
Vader did. Was that like mobile Vader or immobile Vader at that point?
Yeah, he was moving and he was dressed in full gear too.
Wow.
And then I was like a little nervous when they told me that I had to, you know, to talk. I had to put a promo and kind of like talk shit to Rikishi. And as soon as I made fun of him being fat and Samoan, that's when he laid
did
it.
You clear that with them beforehand? Or you just shot. He said whatever, back. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care, right?
Don't care.
It's business.
A little story in that match. when after me and Justin ran in on Rikishi and Vader came out and cleaned house, I took his first clothesline and I like over soul pumped and landed right on my shoulder, and I thought I separated my shoulder.
Oh.
My shoulder was like hanging, and I went to the back and said, "Oh, Justin, my shoulder's dead. My shoulder, so you're right." So yeah, I'm fine. And we just went out and continued the match. His Samoan drop kind of put it back in place.
I might have took Stink Face.
I'm sure you did.
We've talked to a lot of guys, and a lot of guys have probably taken that move, but we've never actually asked them. I'm going to ask you right now, what is it like, and I hopefully nobody's eating right now, but what is it like to have a 450-pound Samoan man,
sweaty,
pimply, but in your face?
I mean, you just got to close your eyes, turn your face, and think like a man. Right.
How many times did you brush your teeth after the match?
I did. I did clean my face a few times.
With bleach?
With Vader's ass.
What was it like working Vader? Was it stiff?
Yes.
Did you guys?
And that's not him being like a dick towards me. That's just him.
How he works.
Claws in the corner.
Noxious, stupid,
yes.
Right?
I'm still stuck on the stink face thing. Did you guys?
God,
I know this is
so
fast. I've never talked to somebody
as
before.
Just so you know, Kevin does have a boner as he talks.
It's,
about
yeah,
it.
This table is going to be up on that end. Jesus,
yeah.
Table is a quarter inch higher after this.
Mark just lost
his. Did you guys flip a coin to determine who was going to win?
No, he
picked it.
He said,
"Well, yeah, the hot seat."
He sat on Mark for the pin.
Ooh, the bonsai draws?
He did a sunset flip, he just popped down. Kind of like what Francis is going to do the reality check.
There you go.
So how was that? Was that a fun move to take, or?
Yeah, it was all right.
Was Rikishi just as stiff as Vader, or was he a little more?
He was a little more.
Well, he took the Samoan. He took the Samoan, too, from Rikishi.
Yeah, the Samoan will super kick, talking about my injury, and the Samoan drop helped.
Pop your
shoulder back
in.
But he was... Snug. It wasn't that stiff, but...
Now, did you guys work extremely loose out of intimidation against them, or were you guys laying in the same way?
When I was laying in, Vader said more, and then he said lighten up, and then he just turned me around and just bare claws.
Wow.
Like, to the point where my neck was a little stiff the next day.
I could imagine.
I wish I was. But that's just him. Like I said, that's not him being, that's just how he works.
That's how he works, and that's what I hear from everybody.
Gloves that he has on, he just... comes across bear claws right across the side of your face.
Now, I've heard stories about Vader's hygiene, that he's not the cleanest guy. Did you guys have any issues with Vader's hygiene during that match, or was everything copacetic?
Maybe Mark sniffed him a few times.
I don't remember him swapping.
Now, that's really cool that you guys actually got to work Rikishi and Vader. I mean, like, you guys, you're younger guys, you kind of grew up when they were, like, on top, like, you know, the stars of the day. What other big names have you guys worked with in the ring?
Demolition. Nasty Boys.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another stiff team, the Nasty Boys, right?
Oh,
they're a mess.
Yeah, they're real rough. They're rough with me because I took most of the beating.
Most of the beating? Now,
yeah.
When it comes to the Nasty Boys, is there anything you guys... even like have a game plan, or they're just like, oh, just go out there.
Just one of those jump them from behind,
and they'll take it from there.
Yeah, and then it's just on the fly there.
Wow, because they were like completely sloppy and stiff, like in their prime.
Yeah, but even then, they were nice to us. I mean,
yeah,
all the legends that we work, they're all very respectful.
That's cool. So you guys have never dealt with any assholes. Like Demolition were cool.
They're cool.
They're really cool. So in all your years of wrestling experience, not just talking legends. Was there ever a time where you guys had to work someone that was just a complete asshole to you guys? Don't worry about burying yourselves. It's all good.
We're all family here, just us and strangers.
Legend-wise, definitely not.
Green guys, new guys, anyone in the business now that just...
people that are complete dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you handle that when you're booked in a match against people?
Fuck that,
just,
I
want to
know
work.
Who.
It's like,
we don't want to get anywhere.
Like,
too much trouble.
Just pray and spread.
Well,
just go and hope for the
our
best.
Our worst match.
Sounds like a
hard call.
Sounds like my weekend.
As the Heavenly Bodies, but it was kind of before we were the Heavenly Bodies. Our worst match by far is with the legend himself, Double A, Andrew Anderson.
Yes.
And was that Rosh Tosh? Rosh Tosh is a good dude. But just the match was just complete dog shit.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where...
Nothing clicked.
I'm sure Andrew was just having an off night. I'm sure if you guys worked him again, things would be much better.
Maybe sometime I go work him in Africa. Maybe we wrestle him in Africa one day. You know.
Hey, you guys can hook us up with Power Udi. I'm all ears.
Between Power Udi and Dixie Carter, I don't know.
What's wrong with Dixie Carter?
Everything.
Hey, here's a silly question. Does anybody watch TNA wrestling? That's
like, who are these six assholes up here? Fucking doing this shit.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, that's cool. So what are we doing? What else? What do we got? All
right, and the next topic for discussion, and we'll get back to you guys in a second.
Well, it always comes back to that.
Yeah, because I have a couple more questions that I actually want to ask you. But the next topic we had was, listen, I don't know if you guys out there are fans now, but there are a lot of smoking hot chicks in pro wrestling,
right, Rich?
Women in wrestling,
yeah.
There's a lot of smoking hot chicks here right now.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about. See what I did there? But in pro wrestling, there's a lot of smoking hot chicks, and throughout the years, there always has been. Our discussion topic at this moment is, and maybe we'll, if you guys are fans of history from of wrestling history from back in the day up until now, we'll ask you as well. Who is the hottest diva of all time?
Mae Young.
Yes. Mae Young.
Mae Young. God rest her soul. She is beautiful.
Miss Elizabeth.
Miss Elizabeth. That's a great.
She was one of the best.
Why? Why Miss Elizabeth? Because she was just classy, or was she just
dark
like?
Dark hair, just beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's her style, but she's like blonde.
Uh-oh.
My wife is her.
Woman.
Oh.
Oh.
Dude, we're a wrestling podcast and a soap opera and
cheating right now
and home wreckers.
That's amazing.
That's how we roll.
I like this angle.
This is a good. This is what we're doing now.
Yes.
Mega powers.
Oh, don't feed the beast.
No, come on. I'm just gonna say hello.
Hi, Dave.
Don't feed the
woman.
Yes. Shit. Her fallen angel.
Who
was
that? Dead chicks.
What are these kitties?
I still would.
Miss Kitty.
See, this is an actual real fan right here.
Wow.
Miss Kitty. Jerry, you know Jerry Lawler might have a little something to say about that.
Yeah. Heart attack.
Jerry Lawler.
Hey, Sean Donovan.
We should have a house mic for them.
Nicole Bass.
Yes. I love her balls
at
all.
Have you seen her recently?
Were you guys at the Epstein show?
Yes.
Yeah. I took a picture of
her. Yeah. Her tit sweat was a thing of glory.
No, it was more like, oh, I'm all fat right now.
Yeah, Nicole Bass.
Did she have a stroke?
Yeah, I'm sure many. Nicole Bass at a memorial show for a beloved man that passed away.
Great.
Nicole Bass is there selling at her table, not just signing autographs.
With kids there,
with
mind
children
you.
At a Boys and Girls Club.
Where they're free to roam around
yes.
to all the vendor tables that they want to. Is selling.
Did we set this up enough?
Bondage porn. Nicole Bass at the bondage court at the Boys and Girls Club at a memorial show.
And someone came to me bragging about buying it. I won't say who.
No,
someone
please
person.
Say who.
I don't remember who. I really wish I did.
David Adams.
I know who it
was. But yeah, you know what? Going back to Miss Elizabeth, though, like, she was definitely one of the first.
I heard she was selling bondage porn at one of the shows last year.
What?
It's a joke. She's dead. Everybody's dead.
I actually watched WrestleMania 10 the other day, and the whole first half is pretty much dead.
I know. It's like watching like Royal Rumble 91.
Yeah.
It's like Owen's dead. Brett might as well be. You know
who was kind of hot?
Who?
No.
Luna.
Luna Vachon?
Same!
Are we like, oh god,
look at those
really?
Titties.
That's she didn't have those titties in WWF though.
Yeah,
like,
she did.
Not early on. Not when she first came
no,
in.
No, later on she
I feel like once everyone went to WCW, that's when they got titties.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Medusa didn't have them either when she was a Lunger Blaze.
No.
Luna was the first woman
not
in a WWF video game.
Not Luna, I said.
Medusa.
Did I say
Luna? She was big
as
you
said. By the way, we're talking about Bobby Heenan's best quote was Medusa had $1 million body and a 10-cent face.
How about Missy Hyatt?
Missy Hyatt was hot.
Anyone? Missy Hyatt?
She was
anyone?
Like 80s hot.
She was AIDS hot?
80s hot.
She's like, yeah, if you already got it, why not?
Did you want to see that
that clip of her on WWF TV where she interviewed Z-Man and Rick Martel?
Yeah, she was doing...
She got, like, all hot and bothered. She was like, we gotta go.
Oh, yeah, that was so disgusting.
Gross.
It was so awful.
Yeah, she was there for a hot minute.
I needed camming and extra.
Yeah, she was never really that attractive. She always looked like she had a cold.
Blunder Blazers.
Anyone? Wendy Richter? Anyone? Wendy Richter? Wow. Fabulous Moolah? Anyone?
Hollywood and Vine.
Yes, Glow.
Great.
Hey, which one did you prefer, Hollywood or Vine?
Hollywood.
Nah, I was a Vine guy, man. My best friend growing up, we used to fight all the time. He's like, you take Hollywood, I'll take Vine.
Why don't you fight him right now?
Yes, right now.
Because he's dead.
No.
Are you talking about him?
The guy that I picked, that guy. That big guy that looks like he could fucking tear you apart. I want to see that.
Why would we fight? We're lovers.
Because he likes Hollywood and you like Vine.
Yeah, but he's not talking about Vine, the female wrestler. He's talking about, like...
Hey, and I'm the one with podcast cancer.
Whatever.
A boo.
I'm over.
Reno Brothers, favorite diva of all
time. We still got a half an hour to go, folks. It's not going to get any easier.
Stacey Keebler.
Yes.
Yes.
George Clooney's own.
She's got legs.
She does have legs.
She used to date Test, you know.
And
he's
George
dead,
Clooney.
Too.
The favorite or hottest?
Hottest,
yeah.
Hottest, I would say Caitlyn.
Caitlyn.
Okay. I think Caitlyn's hot.
Yeah, no, she's
a
yeah.
kind of person.
She's
oh,
like
yeah.
Jack, or not like ridiculously Jack.
Right,
she's
right.
Like muscular
and then,
also.
And then she's gone. Like, she was gone as quickly as she was there.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, no, she was there for a while. She's
really not.
Yeah, no, she's definitely not.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, Stacey Keebler.
Leilani Kai, anyone? Leilani Kai?
Who?
Bertha Faye?
Bertha Faye.
Bertha Faye, anyone?
She's dead too, man.
Yes.
Stop
the most
boring thing ever.
Dude, we're not the Shining Wizards, we're the necrophiliacs.
We can, apparently.
We're drinking Tony's beer.
How about Desiree Peterson?
Anyone?
Who?
What are you? Come on.
Dude, my favorite of all time is right her right there. She never looked better.
Sunny?
Sunny?
Sunny? Can I get one for Sunny, anyone? Sunny!
Candyland, I vote for
Sunny.
Most downloaded woman in AOL history. Do you guys remember AOL?
Ever. Sunny was, and it's just, I think, like,
there's some naked screen.
I have a
projector screen for this.
Matt, you are now on a list.
Look at her and Missy.
What's that? Only when she was fat.
Yeah. What is that? What is all over her?
I can't.
If you guys really want to blind yourselves, Google Sunny and eggs. Take
but,
it to me.
I also loved Victoria. Was
Victoria? Really? She was the original.
Victoria was my girl, man. I love Victoria. Tara, Lisa Marie Barone, she could, the quote Cosmo Kramer, fry up the bacon and put it in the pan. Whatever the fuck that means.
Kevin Griffin will be performing comedy later this evening.
Just trying to warm up. Get all the bad stuff out now.
This is the tragedy part.
Shakespearean.
Oh, yeah. I like her. I like ODB, too.
Yeah, that's not the date.
Like those
now the show's completely derailed.
Jazz?
Hey,
you look like the lady that used to clean my bathroom.
It's Stephanie McMahon. Come on. Steph?
Okay. ODB looks good.
She banged a Macho Man when she was 12, right? Oh, yeah, he's dead, too.
You should quit.
Yeah,
absolutely.
With the dead stuff.
Right now.
It's really getting old.
Can't forget Mickey James.
No, Mickey James is fine.
Okay, let's move on.
Yes,
right. Well, I could talk about this all day. All right, let's move on. What's that?
I would love to.
Little Egypt?
They've tried. Oh, they've right. tried. It didn't work, man. They tried.
Well, they're all like 60 now, so.
That was before my time.
Yes, yeah, it was. I forgot how young some of these wrestlers are.
Yeah, I'm going to be 29 next week. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
Next Wednesday.
Very nice. Oh, so I'm going to celebrate after
yeah,
the show.
My first match at 29, taking reality check's ass.
There it is. Now, why is there a fans bring the weapons stipulation?
Well, that's because
what's the backstory
seen, the past couple shows, Fala Baz has been squashing, and us, we've been squashing Craven in
killing
the chair in the corner. Literally killing him. Literally. 400 pounds of Fala Baz just squashing Craven in the corner. So now...
You know, speaking of Fala and Craven and you guys did the Jeff Jarrett seminar for Pro Wrestling Syndicate. What was it like wrestling in front of Jeff Jarrett, knowing that he just poured a bunch of money with his backer into a new wrestling organization? Yeah, Toby Keith. What was that like performing in front of him?
I don't really get nervous anymore. You know, it doesn't matter who I'm wrestling in front of.
Yeah,
but it was.
the seminar was great, and it was an honor. It was an honor to just have him actually watch us and critique us and actually take a liking to us.
Yeah. I noticed there was a few guys that Jared actually was really, really into.
I noticed
you guys he liked a lot.
And I noticed that you guys were each other in front of Jeff Jarrett, who, for those who don't know, is one of the all-time greats in professional wrestling. Was that a call that you guys wanted to make?
Yeah, we made that. You have to be selfish.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, why should I give up my brother to somebody else, you know?
Yeah, this way you guys trust each other, too. This way you're not stuck with someone that can't work. Because there were a couple guys that are really talented in PWS that kind of got saddled with people, maybe outsiders or people that are really green that aren't so talented. It hurt them. You know, that was unfortunate.
Bonesaw got stuck in that mix.
Yeah, that's
the guy who's only been wrestling, I think, literally a month or so.
A month.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
So Pat had him, you know, sit out, and then Pat took over.
Right. Now, the guy that sat out, he's the guy that said he trained at Monster Factory,
right? Is
that
the same guy?
I think that's him, yeah.
Okay.
Blue Meanie
recently posted on his Facebook that this guy has actually never set foot in the Monster Factory, and no one knows who he is.
Those guys. Like a mass transit.
Yes. Just a kid that showed up in hopes to, like, pursue his wrestling dream with absolutely no training whatsoever.
And I think on Facebook, his cover photo was the ring.
What was the ring?
Yeah.
As if he was there.
And his profile picture was just him leaning up against the ropes on the apron.
That's terrible.
A big problem in professional wrestling, what you're talking about right now.
And you know, when Blue Meanie, one of the nicest guys on the face of the earth, you know when he's getting upset about something and he's putting somebody on blast in a public social media forum, you know that it's something that needs to be done.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, that's terrible.
I get, you know, the kid wanted to give it a shot, but he just, you know.
He did it the wrong way.
He's not smart, and I guess nobody's smart enough to, you know, that's not something that you do your first month.
Right.
You should be practicing 4 times a week.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. But he got removed from the tryout pretty quickly.
Well, you see, Larry's going to kill himself.
Or hurt Mike, or hurt Bolesaw.
But another couple guys that did really well, and I wasn't surprised so much that Fala DeBow, because he's just phenomenal.
Yes.
I mean, he's like a younger Yokozuna, but he's flexible, he can move. He's fantastic. He has the charisma. But him and John Phoenix really did a great job. And John is fairly new to the business also. And I remember after they did their little tryout, everyone around the ring was clapping. I mean, like, what's your take on a guy like John Phoenix? Do you think he's showcased enough? Or do you think he was kind of saddled with the King Hippo gimmick and he has a lot more potential than just that?
Yeah, he works hard. He always helps out. He's always at practice, you know. You know, he's just a kid. He's still learning.
Yeah.
You know? I think he's not doing so bad with the King Hippo gimmick. You know?
Right.
He just hasn't landed on his calling or something.
Right. He's still trying to figure it out.
Fala is a great person for him to learn from because like I said, you saw how we helped him in the clinic. Fala can make anybody look good. He can make anybody in here look good.
Yeah.
And actually, it's funny that you're talking about that because me and Fala Ba, we're best friends, and this is a picture of us in our first ever pro wrestling match. We actually teamed together in our first pro wrestling match.
You gotta send that picture to us.
Yes.
Send that picture.
Me and Fala Ba.
He hasn't changed much, but you're a little bigger now.
I'm a little bit.
A little bit there. A little bit of Icon Pro.
Yeah.
Gotta want it.
Well, back on John Phoenix, I think now he's starting to build upon working to better his character.
Yeah.
Just improving on all aspects.
He did go out and get all the materials for it. He got the gloves, the crown.
Oh, yeah.
He's real excited about the Team America.
Yeah, he's got the crown that stays on now.
And the Team America gimmick that he's trying to do.
Yeah, with Paul Jones.
Yeah, so that's another thing. So that's cool. That's one awesome thing about PWS is they create their own characters. Or in your case, you guys are actually given the gift of being the Heavenly Bodies. It's not like PWS just saying, we're going to make you the Heavenly Bodies. And you guys were actually given the blessing of one of the originals, Dr. Tom Pritchard.
And you got to wrestle two guys who, when I started wrestling, we were told to study them at Rock and Roll Express.
Right.
I was told, you know, this is a team that you guys got to study. And then I never knew that I would be
in the ring.
In the ring with them.
And that was last. Was that last year? Wow, you're low money. And those guys, they brought their working shoes that night too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Shit.
And even the night before against the Briscoes.
Yes. Yes. I mean, like it's rare that you see the two of them together. Usually it's Ricky Morton that's kind of more the active wrestler, I think, than Robert Gibson.
Is it?
I know one of them wrestles a little more often than the other.
I don't know.
But to see the two of them will still go the way they were going.
Oh yeah. They wanted to work.
Yeah, and they didn't half-ass it. Like, I know, you know a lot of legends will show up at these shows, not want to bump, not want to work, but these guys actually brought it. So that was,
and it's on the fly, brother.
Yeah, oh, that's how it was, right?
Sport, yeah, man.
Man.
So talk about what happened, the incarnation of the new Heavenly Bodies, and who approached you with the idea? How willing were you to embrace the idea, and what it's been like since then?
Well, we're an enhancement talent for a little while,
for like a year.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God! Wow.
Enhancement talent. Knowing that eventually, you know, something would happen. There'd be some sort of, you know, payoff to everything. And lo and behold, they approached us with Dr. Tom is going to bless you into the Heavenly Body Giving. And that's where we made it.
Bar. I went out and I designed all the shirts, got the gear all.
And we got matching robes.
Just like they did, the jacket.
Same exact stuff. You know, we in the beginning we were doing a lot of their stuff. And now we're at a point where we could kind of, you know, get away from that and become more of
our own,
yeah, you know. But we are the new Heavenly Bodies. We are the Heavenly Bodies.
Yeah.
Which
right.
is awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That is awesome.
No other,
a lot of teams have, like the Rockers got the new Rockers,
yeah,
like
I
the new Blackjacks,
that.
Yeah,
stuff like that. You guys are just the Heavenly Bodies.
Heavenly
yeah.
Bodies 2000.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The new Midnight Express.
Yeah, yeah, no.
You guys are just the Heavenly Bodies, which is awesome. That's
and it was an honor, too, because, you know, I've done countless Dr. Tom seminars and tryouts, you know, and even the FCW tryout I did, you know, when Dr. Tom was there. So it was more of an honor that years from then we became what he used to be, you know?
Yeah, with his blessing.
With his blessing, yeah. So it's not us being marks and just, you
like
know,
One Warrior Nation type shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hear he says that he's worth more now because of the Warrior.
I hope. If anyone books him.
So what's that, like 5 cents he's up to now? He's worth about a nickel?
That guy is the most delusional. Real quick, I want to talk about, I know you've done some stuff in WWE. Have you also done some stuff in WWE?
I actually haven't.
Not yet. Okay. Still trying to get in there, right? How did you come across this? Because I know you were a druid on Raw. What else did you were backstage told the Undertaker's wife's tits and saw?
Yeah, like, well, that was actually, that was the year that Snooki was in WrestleMania, whatever year that was.
Right, like, cool,
and, yeah, so that was actually at Miami Mike's in East Hanover. They called me, like, the night before.
Now, who's they? Who calls you?
The people in the office.
Now, how do they know to call you? Like, how do they have your info? Who puts you in?
Since when I first started in 2005, I got booked there, and ever since then I've been just in their system and just floating around in their system, and I keep in contact with them.
Yeah. So they kind of reach out to you.
Yeah, I maintain some type of the best relationship that I can possibly, you know, have with them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I did a bunch of things. I got booked, you know, maybe like I would say 12 times with them, I would say.
Wow.
A lot of stuff with them. I did that Brock Lesnar segment too when he destroyed Triple H's office.
Oh, you were there for that?
Yes, I was in the,
oh, I remember
the
that.
Background of that. When he first walks in with Paul Heyman up in the background.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, when you're backstage, you're wrong. They're telling you, okay, you're going to be a druid. What's that whole, like, how do they plan that? What's that whole situation like? They just, like, they line up a row of guys, give you your hoods, and tell you, who was in control of that segment? Who was backstage calling the shots in WWE right at that time?
The person in charge of our segment was Michael PSA.
That's really cool.
He was in charge of our whole segment, you know, and he loved the job that we did. You know, they get a producer walks us over and gets us in our hoods, and then we, you know, go through everything.
That must have been awesome coming out there to that.
It was awesome, but we couldn't see.
So it's not like just a gimmick. You're actually walking slow because you can't see shit.
Yeah, because we actually have morph.
It's like, I don't want to fucking.
We had a morph suit on first, so it was a morph suit and then the.
And then the hoods.
Then the hoods, and we had to. You can't move your head.
Right, right.
You don't want to fuck up, otherwise.
You're gone. They're not gonna call you back
later.
Now, how do you keep in touch as far as trying to maybe get into the developmental? Is there any way you guys can send them like DVDs? Like, how's that whole process go?
You can send out resumes, you can send out DVDs, you can email, but pretty much I would say if they want you, they're gonna get.
I was gonna say, is it more of a they find you?
And right now, it's more of like you gotta find a way to where. They're gonna come and say, "Hey, I want to invest X amount of dollars to fly you out," and they're paying to fly you out for a tryout.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much how you're gonna.
So
get
let me
hired.
Ask you. Let me ask you a question about all the seminars that, because you see, like Jeff Jarrett, Peter Gressel, that one obviously was legit. Jarrett had you guys cut promos, ask questions up on the stage. He seemed like he enjoyed being there. How many of these seminars are an actual gateway or a pathway to something else, if even a tryout, or is that something that you can speak on?
Well, the only one I've done that was an actual tryout was the Jarrett seminar, but other than that, I have done a Dr. Tom seminar before when he was still a trainer at FCW, so that could have opened up doors.
It actually did. That's how like Fadi got signed. He did it. He did it. Dr. You know, Fadi. He got signed.
Yeah, yeah.
That. And that's how Dante Dash got signed. Is they got said Dr. Tom. You know.
So it's not a pipe dream. There is a legitimate shot when they come see you.
Sometimes it's taking the money. Sometimes it's, you know, it's like hit or miss.
Yeah.
I've done TNA gut checks too.
Okay.
And I basically paid $250 for a T-shirt.
Oh, God.
Yeah, even so, it's just a risk you have to take.
Yeah, you never know. Were the gut checks there in Florida? Like,
the gut checks were around. I did one at Asbury Park, one in Philly, one in Boston.
Yeah, so that seems
I'm
more
always,
like a...
I'm always looking to go the extra mile to make it.
Well, this is something you guys have always wanted to do, so you're doing a great job with
absolutely
what you've been up to so far.
Absolutely. Very happy to have you guys here, especially tonight.
Finally.
Yeah, it's great. Want to get back into modern day wrestling and talk a little bit about
what's been going on in the world
of wrestling? Me and Matt touched a little bit on it Tuesday, but I'd love to get the take of these guys who've been around, who've been there. Want to talk a little role?
Yeah, this is fine.
You guys keep up to date? You guys watch WWE?
He's busy being on Raw.
Oh, that's true. what's your take? First of all, do you guys have the network?
Yes.
But the network, what are your opinions of the WWE network?
I love it. I love it. That's like, you know, I don't have to keep DVDs anymore. You know, you have to...
Instant access.
There were a few glitches at first, but now it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are a few, like, they fix every glitch. Now you just go to whatever you want to go to, and it's there. You know?
It's really good for me too, because I didn't go up around the time of when wrestling was going. Wrestling, I grew up more around the Attitude Era, but I get to live. I get to relive all those past great moments then.
Alright. Is that when you first started watching wrestling, Attitude Era?
Yeah.
What was your first memory?
Every memory I have is doing Stone Cold doing something with me.
Was it a beer bath? Was it
beer bath, yeah.
Really?
It was the beer bath.
How about you?
I didn't really like the Attitude Era.
Were you pre Attitude Era?
Yeah, because I'm 29.
Okay. So what was your first
five?
Oh, you're new generation.
'85.
You're like Duke the Dumpster Drosy and
no, he's probably a little. I'm 30, so he's not. He's probably like Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So
all right. You know,
so
WrestleMania 1.
Okay, so WrestleMania 6. Who were you pulling for? Was it Macho Man or was it a Warrior? Or was it Hogan?
I wanted Hogan to win.
Yeah, I was disappointed myself. It just never sat right with me, title for title. What was Hogan going to do with the Intercontinental belt?
Yeah.
It was like a foregone conclusion. Hey, Ultimate Warrior or Hulk Hogan?
Guys.
Hogan? Hogan? Hogan or Macho Man?
Oh yeah!
Got a Macho Man fan.
Macho Man fans here.
Demolition or Legion of Doom? Demolition?
Why?
Really?
Legion of Doom?
Yes, LOD all day.
No, LOD is OLD.
Demolition was an LOD ripoff. All the way.
Demolition rule, dude. The first three-time champion.
What about when Hyder
Oh my god.
That's why LOD sucks.
No, because they ripped that off from
Crush.
Demolition.
Beating.
No. What about Puke? No, well, Demolition had Crush, and then LOD was like, ah.
Well, LOD had Puke and
the other guys were gonna steal.
No, it was 4-3. LOD stunk.
And I'm Ahmed Johnson.
They let him wear the shoulder pads because they felt bad for him.
Why did Ahmed Johnson have another set of knee pads on his thighs?
Because he was so thick, he had to protect the muscle mass, dude.
Wait,
I can prove to you sense. Legion of Doom loses to Demolition. Legion of Doom had a puppet for a second manager, okay? That
Rocco.
Means they lose. You don't remember Rocco?
Oh, doesn't remember Rocco.
Ugh. Demolition.
The best lineup was that, I think it was SummerSlam.
Oh,
it was the outdoor SummerSlam where they're driving down the motorcycles. And I only remember Bobby Heenan just saying, "The dummy's driving the bike!"
Yeah.
And they had Rocco on the fucking thing.
Awful.
So,
awful.
But Bobby Heenan was great at it.
You know, we look back at these days of wrestling, those days of wrestling, it's just like, you watch wrestling now, it just doesn't have that magic anymore.
Well, because we were young and stupid and we were kids then.
Wait, stupid? How great were the gimmicks back then?
They were awesome. We look back at them now because that's what we grew up with. You watch half the TV shows that we watch now that we loved when we were kids.
We had the British Bulldogs. We had the Dream Team. We had the Heart Foundation. We had the Killer Bees. We had Power and Glory.
Oh, listen.
We had Paul Roma and Jimmy Power. We had the Conquistadors, for Christ's sake.
Dude.
Can you name 5 tag teams these days?
I mean, I could. I will. If you want me to.
Would they be any good?
No. Nothing's going to be
exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
The talent and the teams that were there, yes, obviously we wish it could be better, but you watch some of those matches from back in the day. How many times did you watch Hercules and Dino Bravo trade bear hugs?
I happen to like a good bear hug, especially Dino Bravo.
But, I love bear hugs, man. Come here, I'll give you one.
What about Nelson's?
Full Nelson's.
Oh,
push me into the one.
Let's start.
I'm just saying, dude, don't shortchange the 80s.
We won't start.
I'm sure there's a lot of folks in here that like 80s wrestling better than anything that's on TV now. See that?
Alright, so sir, this guy's been great with us all episode. Who's
Jim
your
Palmer?
favorite superstar from yesteryear, I'll say, from the 80s and 90s?
No,
could be anywhere. Anywhere you want.
Paul's Mahoney.
Oh!
Wow. He just lost
his ability. We will be in attendance Saturday, June 7th at Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Do we have our winners? Do we have a winner?
Come meet him.
Oh, yeah, we will be giving... Oh, by the way, we didn't even mention that. We will be giving away tickets to that event.
For the next 5 minutes.
I guess we'll do... Mitch, do we have tickets? Do we have raffle tickets?
Yeah.
All right, so at some point during the show, we will be giving away tickets. So Pro Wrestling Supercard tickets for a show right here next week featuring the one and only Mick Foley. Mick Foley will be here next week. We have a lot of great prizes. To give away to you. So Balls Mahoney will be there. Anyone else here wanna chime in with their
Well, comments? I have a Balls Mahoney story for you that actually has to do with PWS.
We're talking about
2 years ago, Balls Mahoney is booked to wrestle for PWS against Marty Jannetty.
The Rockers, remember the Rockers?
There we go. I was like, this is a recipe
for
gold.
That was
this was at like one of the supercards, I think. It might have been.
No, this
was before they were there.
It was before the supercard for WrestleMania.
Yeah, Balls Mahoney takes a. I'm telling the story. Balls Mahoney takes a chair shot to the head, of course. It knocks him almost unconscious. He rolls out of the ring, starts.
He wasn't out of the ring.
No, he wasn't out of the ring. He was in the ring. Projectile vomiting all over. The front row of his poor little
girl's
shoes.
Yeah, there was like a 6-year-old girl sitting in the front row with her parents getting puked on by Balls Mahoney.
He's like,
yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there were absolutely nothing.
The acid ate away at her toes and she doesn't have
feet. There were the trip to the hospital is what they're worth.
So that was
whenever
last
Balls
was
puking up,
she
probably needed a trip to the hospital.
All over the meds.
It was terrible.
So which one of you guys had to clean that up?
How long did it take someone to clean it up? It was there for a little while.
They kind of picked up the mat and it was like rolled.
Yeah.
And it was like green, like lime green.
Of course.
It was the obvious looking.
It was going in that bed.
I can only imagine.
Anybody else here want to share their... KP Burke is here. He's one of the comics on our show. KP, growing up, you're a big-time wrestling fan. Who was your all-time favorite wrestler growing up as a kid?
Razor Ramon.
Not a bad guy. Good choice. Favorite Razor Ramon moment?
Probably his ESPN documentary.
For those of you who didn't hear it, he said the ESPN documentary. Scott Hall died and came back.
He tells the story of how he killed somebody.
Oh, that's right. On the pier, right? On the dock.
Like at the nightclub.
On the nightclub.
Beat somebody up outside and like,
just slandering
Scott Hall. Living
out
now.
Wouldn't be the first pro wrestler that has homicides under his belt. That's for sure.
Homicide?
I thought we were going to stop talking about death. What happened?
No.
How come you took us back?
We're the Shining Wizards. We're podcast disease.
So what are we doing with this giveaway? How do we
We'll figure it out. We'll give out some tickets throughout the show, probably. Maybe even at the end of the show.
Okay, cool.
Just to keep people nice and warmed up and excited. So
hopefully they stick around after this.
No, they will. People just got here. We're talking about it. They're not going anywhere.
This guy's like, tell him to shut up. I'm trying to order my wings.
Do we have one more topic?
Oh, they have French onion soup? No way.
I'm hungry. Trying to order their food at the time. Let's give a hard sell, one more hard sell for the Supercard.
Absolutely, man. Saturday, June 7th, Pro Wrestling Syndicate Supercard at the Rahway Rec Center, right? The back of the rec center?
Yes, sir, finally. Back of the rec center.
Our guests right here, the Heavenly Bodies will be teaming up with Falala!
Yeah.
The Chimeto family as a whole will be taking on the Reality Check team consisting of Devin Moore, Kevin Matthews, and the newly added Craven Ivaro.
Nice to meet you.
Matt, you want to run down the rest of the cards?
Hold on. Fans bring their own weapons.
I always forget that. That's a big part. Guys, see, if you hate them or you hate us, bring weapons and just beat the shit out of us with them.
Why wait till then? Just start throwing stuff at
them. Yeah, do it now. Let's tear this mother down, as I said. No, stop, big boys.
Someone one time brought a whole Nintendo, and I got real mad. I got offended. I saw it in the trash.
Did you take it?
Why would you take it?
I wanted to.
Wow.
He was too delirious after getting beat on the head.
Was just sitting there.
Yo, they hurt.
Yeah.
With
dude, you hit your head in the corner of one of those things?
I was trying someone to bring a proton pack so I could smack someone.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I got a story about that, but that's for another day. Matt, let's run down the rest of the card for the wonderful people.
Yeah, Pro Wrestling Syndicate Supercard 2014. 6 o'clock is the autograph signing. Bret Hart's there. Booker T's there. Balls Mahoney is there. Davey Boy Smith Jr., Lance Hoyt. The BWO's going to be there. The Heavenly Bodies, Low-Key, Rhino, Staff Car, top to bottom, main event, Bonesaw against Mario Bucara. For the PWS World Heavyweight title, both guys are undefeated. Somebody goes home with a loss. Suicidal Six-Way, including Teddy Hart, the champion, Matt McIntosh. The Lone Rangers against the Reynolds Brothers in a ladder match for the tag straps.
And there's disabled wrestlers and handicapped wrestlers.
Yes, that's what we're all here for.
Yes.
I want to see people with no limbs wrestle.
Is Triple H on the show?
No, but Zach Gowen is on the show. He has one leg. And Gregory Iron is on the show. And he has what?
Bell's palsy.
He has Bell's palsy.
Yes, he does. I think he does.
He's got the
cerebral
palsy.
There we go. He's got palsy.
Just like Tom Pritchard gave you guys the Heavenly Bodies, Jim Ross gave Gregory Iron. He's like, I want you to have this.
I'm sure glad. That's my job.
Your face is working too great right now. We're going to have to stop that. Stop making your face work.
Just right. Open the window.
And that arm of yours.
Yeah, that arm. You have two of them. Show off.
Who needs to lift this? Body slams no.
Pro Wrestling Syndicate.com is the
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Dino slap across the face.
It's not a body slam, it's a body cant. It's like that.
It's a noplex.
It's a noplex. All right.
Oh, my God.
We ended it with a bang.
And we've had him on the show before, so he would have
been... Yeah, it's cool. Great.
It's
Zach
cool. We have crippled
see.
People on the show, so we can make fun of them. No problem.
we've had both of them.
I didn't realize we had Gregory Irons on.
We did.
Yeah, we've had them both on.
So what about this Tipkey giveaway?
The what?
Giveaway tickets?
Do you need tickets for the show?
We're going to do that during
the comedy show because we didn't actually get out the raffle tickets
yet. Because
there were no people.
We can announce when the raffles are.
We're probably going to do them at the end of the night.
Okay.
We'll give away all the prizes at the end of the night.
So that's how you get them to stay.
Yes.
Figured it out, huh?
Yeah.
It's like the main event of a wrestling card. You don't put it on. Actually, sometimes they do.
Right. So, Kevin, what do you have in store for us this evening up here on stage?
We have a great night of stand-up comedy for you tonight. The Mad Dog Mike Jenkins is here. Killer KP Burt is here. Lightning Rich Gonzalez is here. Iron Sean Morton is here. We're going to have a great time, a great night of stand-up comedy. We're going to make you laugh. And I hope I didn't forget anybody that's here.
Do you have a cool microphone?
I'm Shining Wizards Killer Kevin.
No, that's Killer KP.
I'm Shining Wizards Kevin.
I think you should fight to the death for the rights of the name Killer.
Yeah.
I will. No, the guy's a freaking ex-military guy. I'm not fighting him.
Yeah, but he's fat.
And he's from Jacksonville. That's a terrible area.
Good lord.
So he strikes against us. He knows how to handle himself here in Garland, New Jersey.
Yes, that's Garland, New Jersey. Ever so dangerous.
We're just going to throw in plugs in at the end, and we're just going to sign off, or what do we got, boys?
We're the Shining Wizards. I hope that we didn't disappoint you and that you actually stick around for the good stuff. We have a website, shiningwizards.com. If you haven't seen our ugly mugs enough for the past hour, you can check us out there.
We talk to people like the Heavenly Bodies, Chris Jericho, Rob Van Dam.
Mick Foley, of course.
We'll be here next week
buying his wares. We'll be at Legends of the Ring down the road in Monroe, New Jersey next Saturday.
Monroe.
If you haven't had enough of us, you can come meet us, sign some autographs with us. Come meet our friend Justin Credible, former ECW champion.
And we may or may not have Sonny with us, depending on her.
Is that what it is?
No. She has a good feeling.
She needs somebody to go pick her up. Anybody want to pick up Sonny next week? Anyone?
Yeah, I'll pick her up. I'm going to call you Golf Course Fred.
Golf course.
Because you just like look like you just came right off the golf course and you look like a friend of me. Golf course friend.
Golf course friend's the best.
I'm gonna say that for the fucking act.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm done talking. You guys close it out.
I think Tony just did though.
Thank you to the Heavenly Bodies, Mark, Justin, thank you for stopping by.
And thank you to the folks at Crossroads for having us.
Yes. Big shout out to Crossroads.
And thanks to all you people! We do it for you!
Right here in Garland, New Jersey.
Cheech Pop. Get some food, take care of the weights out, I'll do all that because I'll be back. You guys are going to be sick of me by the end of the night, I swear to God.
I'm sick of you, guys. Yes.
I was sick of you before we started. Can we kill his mic?
Alright, I'm leaving anyway.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
That was fun.
The Shining Wizards podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boo, and at ShiningWizards.com.